Yes, please.
All right, get Edgar Hoover back.
Yes, Mr. President. I get through.
Yeah, I'm on Edgar Hoover.
Mr. Hoover.
Yep.
Edgar, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Walter told me that Deke was upset some because that somebody indicated that Dulles was supposed to go down there and be an investigator, and I told him that they never had that furthest thing from my mind. What happened was, after we talked yesterday and you got the governor to have that press conference, he gave out a wonderful statement, and he called Jim Eastland, who's my friend and your friend, and told Eastland that he would like for me to see some of the problems that they were confronted with down there, with all these damn fellas parading all over every place.
That's right.
And that he would like for me to send an impartial observer to come and talk to him, and he would like to send him to talk to a few of the businessmen and try to see how we could avoid some of this. I think what he's going to want Dulles to do is to explain to the folks here what's happening to their state with everybody coming into it.
Exactly.
So I tried to figure out somebody that I could send to get to go down there, and so I finally decided I'd get this boy with Monroney and Dulles, and I got him on the phone, and he said he'd go, and so they asked him what if he's going down there to take over investigation, and he said he wanted to make it clear that he wasn't going to spy or an investigator of any kind, that they're already competent investigators on the spot. He's going as my personal envoy to get the views of the governor and other leaders in Mississippi. Now, I felt like if the governor asked me to send an impartial observer and I didn't send it, I'd be in a little bad shape later on if I had to do something.
Sure,
and if I had thought for one moment that it's something that would affect you in any way, I'd have picked up the phone and called you, because I haven't got a better friend in this government than you, and I always will have. And so I told him to plant a question in my press conference today, and George Reedy told him where to head in.
Yes. Well, Alan Dulles stopped by to see me this morning, and he told me that he had several inquiries from the press as to whether he was going to take over the investigation.
Well, ain't nobody here going to take over anything from you as long as I'm living. Now,
he made it very clear that he was there to confer with the governor and to see that what the general atmosphere was.
Well, I felt a little bit last night I might be asking you to do a little too much, but I had to get somebody to do it, and when you got him to make that statement, that's the best thing that's happened to us, and if he just repeat that every day or so, it'll help, see.
That's right. He's been very decent with us. We've gotten along fine with him, and I told Alan Dulles, Alan asked me whether he might quote me to the governor as to what I had to say about the Mississippi Highway Patrol and about the attitude of the governor. I told him he could.
That's good. Well, nobody's ever going to take anything between us. And you just be sure of that. And if
they
do, you may make a mistake of the head sometimes. I make a lot of them over here every day. But it is, you just tell Deke what the score is, and we'll get it straightened out so damn quick that it'll make your head swim. Ain't nobody going to take our 30-year friendship and mess it up one bit.
Well, don't you have any concern about that.
I won't. God bless you.
Bye. Thank you.